TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for joining me for another edition of the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. Got a good show for you today. I got a guest on that's going to be hanging out with me for a big part of the show. His name is James Lewis. James, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I got James Lewis here, but James, just stand by. What we're going to do this week is what we do every week about this time. We're going to start with some emails, then I'm going to get into the storyline of the show. And then what I'm going to do is after the first break, going to come in from the second break, going to get into the Just My Thoughts segment on the show. Then we're going to close the show out. I'm going to just read off one email today. Then I'm going to get into the storyline of the show because I got James Lewis of James Lewis Enterprises on the phone with me. So that email that I'm going to read off is from a gentleman named Terrence in Baltimore, Maryland. And what Terrence had to say is, I have to agree with the comment you made about dealing with a woman that has children but doesn't have a child support order on the biological father. I must tell you, I never looked at it in the manner in which you said it. What Terrence is talking about, people, is probably on last week's show, or I think it was probably the week prior to last week because we broadcast one time a week. In that show, I made a comment about women that have children. They let that father, that deadbeat dad, they let that individual walk. When they let that individual walk, they didn't really see. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Mr. Lewis about this, and it was his words when he said that women don't look that far up the line, and said, and I actually brought that issue to the show when I said that a lot of women, they have fathers that they deadbeat dads, and they don't ask nothing of them. They find themselves later on in life, get into a relationship with an individual, and then they ask that individual to help them with their children. As I stated before, there's a lot of women out there that probably have been doing this. But in the fact, if you do, or if you are in a situation like that, just take a moment to look at the situation, because when you don't ask someone for something, that means you got it. That means I can handle it. I don't need this individual. It's okay. But then you meet another individual, and then you start, you know, we hear it all the time where we're from. It's a package deal. You get me, you got to take my children too. So, Terrence from Baltimore, I want to thank you for sending me that email. I had a ton of other emails, but like I said, I got Mr. Lewis. He's going to join me today. They got some things that we want to talk about. Today's storyline is going to be, is your God a dog? And it's kind of weird, but that phrase was actually taken from a song with Public Enemy. I made comments to that song before, and last Monday, after we broadcast, I think it was Tuesday night, I kind of woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep until probably 5 o'clock because I had this show topic in my head. But on the phone with me standing by is Mr. James Lewis. James, how you doing today, buddy?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing just good. Now, people don't know you, but the reason why I have you on the show here today is because a couple of weeks back, we made a pledge. And when I say we, yourself and I, but people didn't know you. People don't know you. I get on this show every week. I crack this microphone. But people don't know that you're actually the individual that you sponsored that computer, which we delivered on Saturday, folks. We got that computer delivered. As I said to you all, we was going to have that computer given to this woman by the 20th. So she got that computer on Saturday. And tell everybody out there, Mr. Lewis, why you wanted to help this woman and with this cause, and why you got down with the League of Dads.
Well, I remember, like you said, last week you was telling me about, you know, giving. And we know that giving is one of the essentials of life, especially when you have. So mm-hmm. when you made that proposal to me, I immediately jumped on board because it's a good thing to be able to give back and be and to put a smile on somebody else's face.
Right. Me and you actually grew up together. I actually told individuals about the time when we were in school and somebody tried to steal your coat, and I kind of, you came and got me, and I dealt with that individual. But that's another thing. I just want to mention that because that's how far we go back. But right. me and you talk almost every day.
Right.
And what we say to each other is that in the neighborhood where we're from, we are, as I mentioned on the show, we're the new Rockefellers because we have made it. We're now homeowners. You have a very successful job as well as of your business dealings. You don't live in a neighborhood where we're from anymore. And
right.
we are the new Rockefellers. We are the new investors. We are the ones that people come to because they don't have. What are some of the things that you do for your family or for your friends because only you can do it because you are successful at this time, at this point in your life?
Oh, okay. Wow. That's me. I help individuals and family. I help pay bills sometimes, help out friends that may need a little extra few ones to be able to get maybe just groceries, pay a light bill of that nature, help out my sisters, help out friends. A couple of months ago, prior to this, what we had this conversation about, I had given a female $500 to be able to put in a down payment on a dwelling, an apartment that she was looking for.
Okay.
That's the extent of giving, is that that's what it's about. And, you know, like I tell anybody, man, it's a beautiful thing to be able to be in that position, to put a smile on someone's face. So it's pretty much, I carry the Lewis's pretty much on my back. So, you know, that's my role, and that's, I'm willing to play that role.
I know that. Now, it sounds to me, and I know this, I'm just pretty much saying that to set up my next question. You are a very successful individual.
Yes.
With that being said, how are you perceived amongst your female friends? And what I mean by that is, what are some of the worst compliments you've had from some of your female friends?
So we can say we went on air, or it's going to be bleeped out?
Yeah, you can say it in a sense of, we know that you're not, you know, I know you don't curse every word you say, but basically give my listeners an idea of some of the things that some of the women said to you, and was basically trying to get it to stick, some of the things that they said to you.
Okay. I'm gonna put it in the simplest words I can put it in. I've been told I'm waste, like, you know, manure. You ain't all that. You're not. You think you all that. I mean, the list goes on. I don't want to get too derogatory because it's just
right.
Just, you know, it's just that demeaning. But however, with just our conversations and knowing the struggles that we came from and where we are today, it's just that, you know, for me to get the approval from them females that think that, you know, I supposed to walk with my head down, my shoulders tilted, I don't understand that. I don't understand that. But, you know, like we've talked about many times, the guy with the pants sag on the corner, he might get more respect than I get because I'm a man about mine.
Very good. And you are an officer.
Yes, correction officer, actually a state prison.
Say the least.
The least, you know. And with that being said, it's like, you know, it wasn't, you know, and I know it wasn't, it wasn't given to us. We earned where we at, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We earned this thing here we're doing here. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing because, you know, and I know, like you said, we're the Oppenheimers, we're the J.P. Morgans, we're the Rockefellers of our neighborhood. So we must profess that. And with that being said, with every good, there will be some bad. So we keep on moving.
Right. And I wanted to touch bases on that point because some of the things that we've always talked about is some of the things that I've actually brought to the show. I had a woman send an email one time, and at the end of it, the email, she said, I need to do like LeBron James and take my talents elsewhere. This was a black woman saying it, an older black woman. And basically what she was saying is, in that email is, go deal with another race of women. Now,
wow.
That is what she said. Is it something I'm going to do? It's not something that I'll say, well, you know, I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna run with it. But I'm gonna say this, and then you can give me your experience. Me and you talk a lot, and I basically told you that the best compliments in life that a female will say about you, you won't hear it. It is when she is bragging about you to her female counterparts, right?
Yes.
With that being said, when you talk about a woman and some of the things that they've said to you, what are some of the things that you see that the no good guys, not naming any names, let's just say, what are some of the things that you see guys get that they really don't deserve it in the neighborhood where we're from?
They get car payments paid for. They get money in their pocket. They get clothes. They get room and board for free, meaning dwelling house. They live for free. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty much they do whatever they want to do. You know?
Right.
But I've seen through my travels, you know. I'm like, wow.
Right. Now, you being an individual that you are, you're not married.
No.
You're not in a relationship.
No.
And that is because what?
Mm.
Why is it?
Mm. Wow. Good question. Actually, that's a very intense question because the reason being because I don't think that I have found that one to kind of fit me. You know what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, it's, I mean, we both know there's always going to be shortcomings with all the individuals, but the basic should be a standard. And when the basic is not a standard, then it becomes a problem for something to be committed. You know, I mean, the journey is not over now. The journey is not over. But
right.
However, at this time right now, it's not going down either. So
right now, that kind of is going to lead me to the storyline of the show. And the storyline of the show is something that, as I stated, the show broadcast last week, Monday. Tuesday night, I was up all night because I couldn't sleep because this came to me. And the term that I use on this show, disgruntled mothers, I actually have to start reconsidering what I'm saying, because what I talk about here on the League of Dads radio show is actually a bigger problem than just what fathers are going through. It's actually a community thing. And and I picked this song that Public Enemy made because they were depicting the death of Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur as basically, what did you think was going to happen when these guys were living?
Mm-hmm.
You actually was the one that I mentioned on the show about Skull and Bones. You was talking to me about how individuals are walking down in the neighborhood where we're from, and they're wearing Skull and Bones as this new fad.
Yes.
Talk to me. Talk to me and my listeners about the angle in which you understand the Skull and Bones. What does that mean?
Well, we all know when you see something on a product, and when you see Skull and Bones, it's usually poison and usually death. It doesn't mean nothing good about it.
So right.
That's
right.
The ramifications of where we're coming from. So like, if you're not going to, you know, as we grew up with the roach sprays and the boric acid, it used to be a Skulls and Bones on there, meaning do not, it's poison, it will kill you. So this is the fad, and actually not only in our community, but this is an international thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the meaning of the Skulls and Bones, meaning is death.
Right. Okay. And one of the lines in this song that Public Enemy made, is your God a dog? Is your God a dog? It says, prophesizing they don't own a house built up on them skull and them bones. And he was talking about how Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls, they built up their legacy on just that skull and bones. These individuals who are dead now, have built a career off of murder, 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 kill, 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 death, 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 basically prophesizing off of all these negative things. And then once they died, you have a whole nation of hip hop lovers just looking at these guys, and they want to dismiss all the negative things that they've done in their lives. And that is why I want to talk about what I want to talk about today. You made a point where you said it's just not our generation. It's not. It's basically a global thing. Yeah. And that's your stand on it. My stand on it is, because on this show here, I always talk about where we're from. And I do that because there is a bridge difference amongst the listeners from Hot 97 and TalkZone.com. And so, and I didn't realize that at first. It's just that when I started this show, I got a lot of emails from individuals that couldn't comprehend what I was saying. So I started actually inviting people more and more and more into the neighborhood where we're from to give them a grander understanding of why is Christopher Smith the product of what he is today. So now I came about this topic, and the one of the lyrics that is in this song that Public Enemy made, Is Your God a Dog? And it says, with all the gunning, the crowd's getting bigger, proud to be called a bunch of bitches and niggas. And basically what he's saying is, because with all the gunning, shooting up the guns and everything, the crowd is getting bigger. And there's a people proud to be called a bunch of bitches and niggas. The hip hop community where we're from, it actually plays a large part in this. And as I always say, that there are a lot of what we're seeing on a large scale where we're from, and you probably will agree with me on this, is there is a lot of women that basically want to do what men are doing. They want to do what guys are doing. And yeah, because of that, we're witnessing on a grand scale a lot of women that are missing, that are lacking a feminine side. And you probably heard it as well, and there are a lot of female rappers out there that says this one thing: I'm one bad bitch. Now, if we have a lot of women in rap saying this, what are some of the things that, how do you think that's affecting our women in our community?
Oh, by large numbers, because, you know, music is a way of, it's a heavy influence, you know. Heavy influence, so it's by large numbers in the community, because this is, they emulate what they see and what they hear.
Right. So with that being said, it's an emulation of what they see and what they hear. Now they want to be that. So we're witnessing another, basically another anarchy log thrown into the fire.
Right.
So
and to add to that, another genocide, another form of genocide.
Right. Right. And so we, as men from our community, and as fathers in our community, when there is a breakdown between a husband and wife, when there's a breakdown between girlfriend and boyfriend, and there's a child involved, these are more of the elements in which we have to battle.
Yes.
We have to battle a lot of individuals that are influencing the family structure in our community.
Right.
So with that being said, I personally say this, and I say it all the time, that one of the grandest breakdowns in our community is the fact that we are losing our women. You know, we are, you know, a lot of our women are doing things that are causing us to have to fight. When there is breakdown nowadays with father and mother, it's not like it was before. There are so many more elements that a father has to deal with. Now, you have a son. How old is your son?
17.
Okay, and with obviously you and his mother aren't together because you're single. How has the relationship been real fast between you and his mother?
Well, and we want to give me a synopsis. Okay, in the beginning it was a little crazy, but I guess as time went on, she began to realize that I'm not that guy. meaning mm-hmm. that I'm responsible handling my business. So it changed over the years. But at times, as a female, and she still has a little disposition about her. For whatever reason, I don't know. But do I care? No. Because now
right.
he's older. You know? Now he's older. But however, it was definitely challenging in the very beginning of this whole mother-father thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold that thought, Mr. Lewis. We are going to go into a break. This is the League of Dads Talk Radio here on TalkZone.com. We'll be right back.